Esther Vandernep steps gingerly around the greenhouse. We're at the Ohio State Agricultural Research and Development Center in Worcester. The plants here are as tall as we are. Vandernep points out short, round tomatoes and some odd-looking long, thin ones.
That's one gene. One gene can make that difference.
Vandernep's team discovered that gene and isolated it. They call it the sun gene, and they've been able to clone it in tomatoes.
You see, this is pretty round. It does not have the sun gene. And that first one makes a very elongated fruit, and it does have the sun gene.
Vandernep's research could lead to square shapes, something she thinks the tomato industry might like. Square tomatoes fit better into packages, and overall, square tomatoes might be easier to work with than common round tomatoes.
They are mechanically harvested, so if you have a very round tomato, it would roll off conveyor belts, and it's not very handy.
So far, money for her research has come from the National Science Foundation, not Big Ag. Vandernep is quick to note, her tomatoes are not genetically modified. You might remember the Calgene tomato, which was made firmer by manipulating the tomato genes with a gene from chickens. Vandernep is just isolating the genes that affect the shape of tomatoes. Turning them on or off alters the shape. Designer fruit shapes are gaining popularity. Check out any seed catalog, and there's a huge variety. Some large and segmented, some pear-shaped, some oval, some resembling chili peppers. People have been crossbreeding tomatoes to make the shapes they want for a long time, but this is not the same thing.
This is funny, because my brother was working in some dramatic things with tomatoes in our attic.
Dick Alford is a chef and professor of hospitality management at the University of Akron. The difference between what his brother and lots of other folks have been doing and what Vandernep is doing is the difference between crossbreeding and locating a specific gene that affects the shape of tomatoes. The only other gene like this that's been found so far was discovered by Vandernep's advisor at Cornell University. Chef Alford watches students as they cut yellow crookneck squash and carrots. They're trying to make uniform, symmetrical shapes out of curvy and pointed vegetables, and there's a lot of waste. Chef Alford hates to see so much get thrown away, so he's got a request of Dr. Vandernep.
If we could get square carrots, it would be great. You know, if you get a nice long tomato as long as a cucumber where you get 20 or 30 slices out of it, it would be great.
In a country that loves hamburgers, Vandernep has heard that request before, but the long, thin tomato hasn't worked out just yet. She says there's more genetics to be studied. Once we know all the genes responsible for making different shapes in tomatoes, Vandernep says we'll have a better idea of what controls the shape of other crops, such as peppers, cucumbers, and gourds. And maybe then we'll get those square carrots. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.